producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. I am Leon Francis. I am your host for the first hour here, anyway, of What's On Your Mind, asking you the question, what's on your mind this morning as you're sipping on your cup of joe and driving to work and that sort of thing? That's what I want to know. That's what the show is all about. So 855-217-76 gets you live on air if you hit extension 2. Extension 2, you're live. There you go. The show sets up like this. I am the host for the first hour here, the guest host for the first hour, sitting in for Scott Hannon. He will be back for hours 2 and 3. And as always, we're going to have Blanquita Cullum. She's our golden girl of the week because Ellen is traveling and doing all sorts of other things. So we're gonna speak to Blanquita and get her opinion, her point of view on a couple of issues that we find interesting today. At 8:30, we're gonna have Kevin Holton of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, and he's gonna be previewing the first annual White Earth Ranch Rodeo that's going on next weekend. It's going to be awesome. So stay tuned up for that. And then we, at 9 o'clock, Senator John Hoeven will be in the studio taking your calls, discussing a range of different issues. He's going to discuss the visit of the Energy Secretary Ernest Moints and the BNSF President, man, I almost messed that up. BNSF President Matt Rose, they're coming to North Dakota, and those guys are also going to take your call. So if you have a question, a comment, a concern, you're going to want to call in when you have those three guys sitting in the chair. So wait a minute. Let me backtrack. John Hoeven will be in studio discussing the visit of Energy Secretary Ernest Moints and BNSF President Matt Rose. He will take your calls, not the other two guys. John Hoeven will. So there you go. Make sure you call in, and if you have questions, comments, concerns, be sure you call in with those. He's going to be in studio, and that's what he's here to do, take your questions, and he'll probably take them to those two guys, too, to Energy Secretary Ernest Moints and BNSF President Matt Rose. So if you have concerns or questions that you need to voice, give them to our Senator John Hoeven there, and he'll relay that message. 9:30, we have open phones. And then we're going to have the president of the North Dakota Corn Growers Association on a project North Dakota is up for between us and Illinois. So that should be interesting. That should be interesting. At 10:30, Jason Boer, president and CEO of the Energy Council, the Lignite Energy Council, he's going to be in talking about a tour that they're leading of college, university professors and administrators of North Dakota. So tune in. Good show for you today. And as always, you can tune in to my show at 2 o'clock, Common Sense Club. Just a little plug there. Just a small plug. Small plug. A couple of things that are on my mind today are, one, the whole battle with this Oasis Cafe out in Stillwater. There are people calling to boycott this restaurant for simply providing a little bit of transparency. I mentioned it on air yesterday. You know, so over there in Minnesota, Over there in Minnesota, they have they hike the minimum wage. So this restaurant, what they did, they said, okay, they're going to hike the minimum wage. We're going to show the folks why they have this little bump in prices, and we're going to put it right there on the receipt. And so they did. As a matter of fact, you know, they have a picture of one of the receipts. It says right on there, you know, minimum wage fee, I think it's 35 cents. And then right on the ticket it says this fee is basically the minimum wage fee, and they're just it's just being a little bit transparent, I think. It was and folks are getting all wee-weed up right now about this. I say we support them. I say they have done nothing wrong, but what they're doing is exactly what many government agencies should be doing. And there are a lot of folks blaming this restaurant for this minimum wage increase. And I think the blame is misplaced. They're not the ones that hike the minimum wage. As a matter of fact, they pay above the minimum wage over there at Oasis. So it's not them that have hiked this minimum wage and is passing the cost off on the customers, because that's what businesses do. That's what all businesses do. And just because they were upfront about it, had a little transparency going on, folks are all wee-weed up. I don't understand it. I say we support them, we promote them, but there are other folks, and maybe you're one of those folks. There are other folks that want to boycott this restaurant for just simply shedding light on something, you know, that's going to cost the customer's price to go up. And that is one issue that's on my mind. I want to know what you think about that. 855-200-1776. Another issue, and to backtrack just a little bit, this is what happens when we have come so far away from actual free markets. You know, something that I promote a ton on my show. When you get away from free markets, this is what you get. You get the government in there tweaking things here and doing things over there. And hopefully, it is their hope that everything that they do is in the dark and you only pay attention to the talking points. That's it. Now, but now you have Oasis over there that says, you know what? If they're going to tweak and mess with things over here and over there, we're going to just show the folks, you know, what their tweaking is doing to the prices. And I don't see nothing wrong with that, period. And there you go. Another thing that's on my mind today is, wow, the ballot measures. I think we have 8 altogether. I want to know from you guys out there, I want to know what's on your mind when you're thinking about all of these ballot measures. Do you think it's too much? Do you think the process is too easy? Do you think, when you think of all the ballot measures, what comes to your mind? I'll tell you what comes to mind. Now, there are a couple of ballot measures out there, and we had a couple of folks call in talking about it yesterday on What's On Your Mind and also on my show. But the only problem I have with it is when you have these outside groups that pour tons of money into a North Dakota issue just to get votes. You are basically buying votes then. And in my humble opinion, I've already said that like a ton of times. But this is just my opinion. Like the conservationists, they spent almost $900,000 collecting 4,100 signatures for that ballot measure. I do not think that that is fair. I don't think that that is any way North Dakota centric. I don't. Now, it's one thing if you and a group of folks, you say, man, this is an issue that I really, really wish that we could vote on as North Dakotas, and you get a hearty band of folks, of volunteers together that believe in your issue, and you guys go out there and you beat the pavement and you knock on doors and you work the fairs, you stand in front of Walmart or even the Elton John, not Elton John, who was the guy that was just here, I forget, he was a Beatle. But you're standing out there and you're collecting these signatures and, you know, the grassroots aspect of it, all North Dakotans doing this thing because this is what they believe in. I have no problem with that. You go out there, knock yourself out, get as many signatures as you can. But then you have groups like this group, the conservationists, they spent over $900,000. Don't believe me? Go over to Say Anything blog. Check it out. Conservationists spend almost $900,000 collecting over 4,100 signatures. How do you feel about that? How does that grab you? We'll talk about that with some in the open phone segment. But when we come back, we'll have Blanketa Cullum discussing the issues of the day. We'll be right back after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Summertime means big time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That music just gets me, you know, I don't know. It gets me pumped. It gets me jazzed. Maybe it's that trumpet I hear in there. That's pretty good stuff. I think my producer is appealing to my New Orleans side, my Southern heritage with the whole jazz thing. And I appreciate that, man. It gets me jazzed this morning. So there you go. We have as our guest today, as she is here every day, Blanquita Cullum. We love having her here on What's On Your Mind because she's chock full of common sense. So welcome to What's On Your Mind, Blanquita.
Well, you know, I'm listening to you talk about that progressive jazz. You know, that jazz would probably be like, 50s, 60s jazz. Now, you probably don't even know this about me. My former husband is a very famous jazz musician. And
more
traditional jazz, and knows a lot of those guys from New Orleans. He's a bit older than me, but his father was a famous jazz clarinetist, and he's a cornet player. So when you play that music, I like that music too. It's a bit more progressive than he used to play, but I love progressive jazz.
Right. I do too. I love a wide range of jazz, lounge, vocals. Yeah, you give me some Lena Horne, I am in heaven. So mm-hmm. There you go.
And Cleo Lane and some of those great singers and great performers. I mean, I completely agree with you.
Good deal. Good to see you, common sense.
So starting off on the right foot. There you go.
and now we'll delve into the realm of politics. And that's what we do here. Politics kind of runs my life. One day I'm going to step back and take a breath. But that day is not today.
That's okay. Maybe you pick a day that you do that. Maybe you pick a day that you do that. Because you know what? I live here in the belly of the beast, right? And,
right.
You know, every week there's a protest. Everybody's always fighting. And sometimes even your audience needs a breather.
Wow. Yeah, they do, as a matter of fact. And if I lived in Washington, I don't think I would ever get any sleep. One thing that keeps me up at night is the fact that Obama defends his use of executive actions. And he says, the American people, wait, let me get into my Barry voice. The American people, they don't want me just standing around. That's what he said. So what do you feel? How do you feel about that? Do you think that he's justified in his sentiment there, that the folks don't want him just standing around? They want him to act even with all these executive actions, even if many of them are unconstitutional, in my opinion. Do you think that his sentiments are justified there? The folks don't want him just standing around.
Well, you know, he's like a teenager that's trying to explain why he didn't show up for the test. I mean, the fact of the matter is he hadn't been on the border. He didn't go see what was going on over there. He's got all these people traveling around the country in places that the governors don't know. He's not handling the situation with the Middle East right. So he's going to make a decision by executive order. People are very concerned about it. In fact, there's one political commentator who is not a conservative, okay? His name is Ron Fournier. And he says, basically, that if there's any kind of unilateral action on immigration, it would be, in his words, not mine, it would be a unilateral atomic bomb. It would be like a nuclear bomb.
Oh, wow.
And people can get more of that. Your audience, your great audience, can look that up on Drudge. Like on the front page of Drudge. And I thought that was kind of a shock to me because Ron Fournier is not a conservative, okay? Over the years that I've been a broadcaster, he's been middle to left. So I found that very interesting.
Something else. He said yesterday that he will scour over U.S. laws and regulations to see what authority he has to continue issuing executive orders, and he also argued that he did concede that he never had a green light to violate the Constitution or White House powers. So, you know, he says he pays lip service. He says, I'm bound by the Constitution and the separation of powers, and that's what he said, and Congress has the power of the purse. But I've also heard him say, you know, I got a pen, I got a phone, you know, I'm going to act when they don't. So there you go. That's kind of
why doesn't he do? I mean, I think what most people would say is, why doesn't he do the basics? Why doesn't he try to be able to bring in the people to be able to discuss some real resolution? Why doesn't he quit going to fundraisers and seeking bravado and actually do some hard work? The funny thing is the debate that people have right now, and I'd love to know what your audience thinks, and maybe you can tell me tomorrow or the next day, is who do they think was the worst president? Is Obama worse president than Jimmy Carter? Because it seems like they're running neck and neck.
Yeah. I think Jimmy Carter is sitting back, you know, hoping and praying that Obama keeps doing what he's doing because, and in my opinion,
I wish Jimmy Carter didn't have that. Steve, this is where you and I have a disagreement. I think Jimmy Carter's just arrogant. I don't think he sits around thinking that at all. I think that Jimmy Carter is in his own world.
Ah, okay. Well, there you go. I will definitely pose that question to my audience on the 2 to 5 segment hours here on the Common Sense Club. But something else I wanted to the fact that our Congress has basically been denuded, emasculated even, and they I don't believe that they believe that they have the powers to put the executive branch in check. I really do. I hear folks talking.
They have to learn how to fight. Okay, they don't know how to fight with this guy. The one thing I would say to you, and I guess I'm alone in this, I don't think Boehner is wrong in trying to take him to court. And the reason for that, and really the Democrats should support this, is just common sense. What is within the framework of the law that the president can or cannot do? And the bottom line is that Republicans, of course, will have to be held accountable to the same standard, and I guarantee you Democrats will make that happen. But
right.
It would be nice to have it out there of what he can and cannot do legally.
And you would think before before you make it to those high seats of power, you would kind of know that. I mean, it's like basic civics 101. But
that's because you're an honorable guy, and other people who get absorbed in this power of this greed of power, you know, they want to know how they can bend the law. Almost to the point of breaking the law because they want to be able to have their influence that lives forever. And believe me, he's bent the law in such a powerful way, it's going to be around way past administration.
And a good point that you made is the Democrats should check this because they're not going to always be in power. I mean, and when you have this guy setting this precedent, then the next guy will use that precedent and say, well, see, Barry did it. So, you know, it's precedent setting and that sort of thing. One quick question. Israel and Hamas, we don't have time. Thank you, Blankita, for coming on and bantering with me. We will be right back after this break with more of What's on Your Mind and Kevin Holton of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame right after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2 and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan. All of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana, too, for a great deal on Case IH Combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are back on the program that's asking you what's on your mind. And the thing that's on my mind is this. I just scored two tickets to this rodeo that we're going to be talking about right now, in a second anyway, with Kevin Holton of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. I just scored two tickets. That's pretty awesome. So I want to welcome Kevin Holton to What's On Your Mind. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I am great. I am great. So explain to the folks what this rodeo is all about. I understand it's the first annual rodeo of this kind, the White Earth Ranch Rodeo.
Right. First ranch rodeo for the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. What we've done there is, you know, one of our jobs is to promote rodeo in general. And so we did a North Dakota Rodeo Association rodeo in Medora the first weekend in June. And then we've done a wild bucking horse futurity about 3 weeks ago. And now we're venturing into the ranch rodeo area. And one of the reasons we're venturing into that area is because the White Earth Valley Saddle Club has volunteered to put on a ranch rodeo with benefits going to the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And so they are experienced at it, but what we obviously add to it is the ability to bring some of our legends up there and have some of them participate as well. And so that makes it a little more interesting. But ranch rodeo, you know, it's traditional rodeo, and it's good stuff, and big-time entertainment. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, good deal. It sounds like a lot of fun. And it's like I said, I just scored two tickets. I will be there. It sounds good. Like a ton of fun. Steer mugging, that's something that's always fascinated me. Can you explain the particulars of steer mugging? What's your skill level got to be to do this successfully?
Well, you know, you don't want to be a novice at riding a horse, and you know, maybe you want to have done some steer wrestling and things like that in the past. Teams will rope or bulldog a steer and tie the steer in a three-bone cross. So, you know, it takes some people who are a little experienced at this, or at least experience that ranch work to get involved.
Yeah.
And so there's technique involved, and there's strength involved, and there's horsemanship involved, and all of that. Each team has four members on it. Members pay $40 each to enter, and it's heady stuff, and it's really entertaining stuff, but it's traditional ranch stuff too, and that's what makes it so good.
Oh yeah, I love watching those guys and gals. I've seen girls do the steer mugging too. I think it's phenomenal. Always exciting. Always. But what other events and feats of skill will we be able to partake in at the White Earth Ranch Rodeo?
Well, the events at this rodeo are steer mugging and then what's called a kid sled race, which is not really a kid's race, but also cow milking and trailer loading and horse and trailer relay race. You know, so it's all kind of events that have to do with ranch work. And, you know, it's not hard to find a rodeo in the state of North Dakota to go to, and all rodeos are fantastic. But it's nice to have a rodeo where the events are broken up and different than a traditional rodeo. And that's what makes the ranch rodeo so fun. And that's why, you know, you want to attend. The White Earth Valley Saddle Club has been very successful with their ranch rodeo, which is around the beginning of June each year. And so, it's a natural for them to produce this. They can put teams together really easily, but, we're adding to the event by having beginning at 3 p.m. on the 16th, rope tricks and stories from some of our cowboy legends, and the Calcutta at 5, and then the actual rodeo event itself at 6, and then followed up with a dance. So it's really a good day of activities and a good day to come out and be and feel and experience good things with cowboys.
Yeah, I'm looking at the flyer now. It seems like it's going to be a phenomenal time from dusk to dawn, as a matter of fact, from dawn to dusk anyway. It seems like it's going to be a phenomenal time. And for $10, you can't beat that. And kids, and kids 6 and under are free. It seems like it's going to be a great event. Again, that's out in Calcutta.
Well, the rodeo itself will take place, in White Earth, and that happens
White
to be the first place I ever went to a rodeo as a small child, because I grew up not too far from White Earth in Wild Rose. For me, that makes it kind of special, And White Earth is such a traditional rodeo location, and it's, you're surrounded by really nice scenery and a real Wild West look. And, so you're you'll be kind of stepping back in time a little bit. It's a real getaway. You don't have to go that far to go to a real, cowboy, cowgirl getaway. And that's the attitude people should have coming in. We're going to see some of our rodeo legends in this state, of which there are many, and we're going to see some good action with experienced cowboys and cowgirls and we're going to be a cowboy and cowgirl, and we're going to top it off by dancing the night away kind of thing. So that's the attitude I think people should have coming in.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know what? It's something I've never done. I've seen it done. Is the whole cow milking thing? Are you going to, can you like pay to do that? Or is that, that's an event and you have to, sign up for that event and that sort of thing. How is that handled?
Yeah, it is an event, and you have to be part of a four-member team. And you do, as a member of that team, have to pay $40 to enter. And most of the teams will be made up of people who've done this before, obviously. So you want to say they're professional ranch rodeo cowboys, but they really kind of are. And I'm not a milker myself. I never grew up on a dairy farm. I've seen the process and I've done it before, but I'm not an expert at that.
I was thinking
of a four-member team, you'd like to have people on your team who are pretty good at it,
I was thinking about rounding up a couple of guys here at AM 1100, the studios here, and, you know, getting a four-member team and going out there and seeing how well we do. And I believe we're all novices, so we'd probably do really, really badly. But I think it'd be fun. See, you just see Scott Hannon out there milking a cow. I think that'd be worth it, right?
Sure.
Absolutely. You
know, I don't pretend that I know your experience level, but it could be the comic relief portion of it all.
it will absolutely be comical because I have absolutely no cow milking acumen. So there you go. Tell the folks once again, you know, where they can go to find the tickets, who they need to call, and give us the time and place again.
You can buy tickets at the gate, actually. We'll have room for most anybody. But if you want information in advance, one number to call is 701-641-3145. I'll repeat that. It's 701-641-3154. So that's, I think it's the 4-5, the first time, 3154, 641-3154. So that would be the number to call. But, you know, if you don't call in advance, just come out to the White Earth Rodeo Arena, the White Earth Valley Saddle Club, and you can purchase your tickets there. And, again, kids 6 and under are free, so that's a good deal, too. There will be food out there. There will be good food. There will be music. There will be entertainment, roping, stories. You know, get there by 3 o'clock and just enjoy yourself throughout the rest of the day.
Absolutely. For ticket info, 701-641-3154. 701-641-3154. Sounds like it's going to be a great time. Do you have the bands? When you say a dance, are they going to be bands out there?
There will be live bands. You know, we like to, I mean, the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame is involved, and it's done for the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame because, you know, there's no state in this nation that has better Western history and heritage than the state of North Dakota. And my job is to get that history out there. And this goes a long ways toward helping us do that. Obviously, you know, we need funds to be able to get that history out there. But there are so many pockets of stories in North Dakota that are so good that nobody even knows about. I mean, we have our history, like we know Sitting Bull came from this area. We know, you know, the Custer story going from North Dakota out to Custer's last stand. We know those easy things. But there are, you know, for example, my grandfather came from South Dakota to present day Wild Rose, in 1908 and worked on a ranch called the Heckman Ranch. And that was basically the only thing in the area at the time. And they ran thousands of head of cattle and hundreds of head of horses. And they were by Willow Lake, and there was an island in the middle of the lake with a tail on it that went to the land. And, you know, people would come by with herds of horses or herds of cattle, and that would be a regular stop for them because they could herd their cattle or horses out onto this island, and one guy could sit by a campfire on the tail of that island and keep these cattle overnight, and then the rest of the cowboys could sleep. You know, it's little stories like that of ranches and pioneers all over the state that nobody knows about. And so it's my job to get that history out there. And when we do that, North Dakotans are going to be much more proud of their heritage, I think. And so, you know, there's a good cause involved in this rodeo, but it's a lot of fun. But at least, you know, you have two pieces of motivation there.
Yeah, the history aspect and the energy, the excitement of being a rodeo. I've always been fascinated by rodeos. I wish I was cut from the cloth that, you know, are those guys that can get up on a bull or a horse or do some steer mugging. But I'm not. But I love watching the guys that are. So there you go. The North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, first annual White Earth Ranch Rodeo. Ticket information, call the number. Is pretty simple, 701-641-3154. That's 701-641-3154. I have two tickets. I think I'm going to come out there. So,
we look forward to having you.
Good deal. And one other piece, you said you're going to have local bands. Maybe I missed that. You're going to have live bands. They're going to be local bands?
Yeah, we're that's going to be a little bit of a surprise. We're working on a couple of different things, and it's going to be good entertainment, good classic country kind of music with a little classic rock thrown in. type of format, and plenty of dancing room available for everybody, so it'll be a great time.
Good deal, good deal. I love dancing. I love rodeo. It sounds like a good fit. Thank you for coming on and sharing this event with the folks. And
thank
we will
you very
be.
Much.
Oh, not a problem. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now, through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Flies when you're having fun, I always say. And speaking with Kevin and having just scored two of these awesome rodeo tickets, I think I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to have some fun, and I hope you do, too. Go out there, experience some of the culture and the history of North Dakota, especially when if you like the whole cowboy thing. And one of my nicknames is the Urban Conservative Cowboy. So I put on no airs that I know how to, do any steer mugging or cow milking or anything, but I think it's fascinating. I think it's fun to watch. I think it'd be even more fun to learn how to do that kind of stuff without, breaking my arm or, something of that effect. I think it'd also be really fun if I could get a couple of the guys from here at Flag Family Radio to go out there and enter and do a cow milking contest. I think I'm gonna wheedle them and to cajole them into going out there and having some fun. I think it'd be awesome. I mean, how many of you guys and gals out there would love or would pay to see Scott Hannon out there milking a cow? I think I would. I'd pay a couple bucks for that. Anyway, or to see me milking a cow. I mean, that's going to be hilarious. And the milk will be going everywhere. Everywhere. There you go. So, last segment of me sitting in this chair, Scott Hannon will follow, and he and Todd will bring you the next 2 hours of What's On Your Mind. Senator John Hoeven will join us in studio to take your phone calls. So, jot down your questions go to the rant line. It's not the same number. Right, Chris? Not the same number, right? Well, make sure you jot down your questions. Speed dial the number and make sure that you call often so just in case you don't want to hear crickets. So, and I don't think that we will hear crickets with John Hoeven sitting here. Ask him your question. A question that I have for John Hoeven is, what do we do? Does he think that we should be notified if illegal immigrant children are being brought into the state, into North Dakota? I want to know how he feels about that. But he's going to talk to us about the visit of Energy Secretary Ernest Moint and the BNSF President Matt Rose coming here, and they're having a conference. They're going to have a little sit down, a little powwow about North Dakota energy. And I think when we're talking about U.S. energy, you can't talk about U.S. energy without having North Dakota front and foremost in that discussion, because we are doing great things with energy right here in the heartland. So there you go. If you want to, if you have a question to ask John Hoeven about anything that's relating to this conference, or just pick his brain on something, 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. And that's the number to call in and get your question answered. Now, still waiting on your point of view, your opinion. Want to know what's on your mind about that Oasis cafe out there in Stillwater. There are folks actually calling to boycott this cafe. I think that is just nuts. Scott used to have this this segment, Normal and Nuts. I think we should bring it back just for that. I think it's nuts. But there you go. If you want to leave a message now, because you're going to be busy. A lot of us are working. That's what we do. You call that number, 855-200-1776, extension 1, and you can leave a message on that line. But, and that's for Hoeven. If you have a question you don't think you're going to be able to call in, you can call that number, 855-200-1776, extension 1, and just leave it on what I have dubbed the rant line, and Scott will attempt to get that question out to John Hoeven. I don't know how long he has, he's going to be here, so And with the call volume, I would encourage that you do that. So to leave your message now, 855-200-1776, extension 1, or to call in when Hovind is here, 1-800-228-0550. And keep in mind, at 10 o'clock, we're going to have Tom, the president of the North Dakota Corn Growers Association, and he's going to be speaking to a project that North Dakota is up for, and it's between us and Illinois. So there you go. And I probably said Illinois wrong because of my southern dialect. So like Oregon, Illinois. Illinois, I don't know. it's just my inflection. And then at 10:30, we have Jason Bohr, president and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. He's going to be here and call in, tune in for that. Scott Hannon will be sitting in the seat behind this mic right after these messages. So stay tuned. Get your phone calls in. 1-800-228-0550 and stay tuned for a Common Sense Club at from 2 to 5 on this exact same station. There we go. We'll be right back with Scott.
Straight ahead.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen.
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.